open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 23rd of June, 2022 will come to order. We have some late submitted documents. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the commission consider draft advisory opinion 2022-08 and that the commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR 2.7D1 that business so requires and no earlier public announcement was possible. I further move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents number 22-18B and 22-25A.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion's carried unanimously. First item on our agenda this morning is advisory opinion 2022-05, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. We've had some discussion of this. I believe we are rejoined by counsel. Ms. Lopez, Mr. Morrison, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for counsel? I have one question. This is a request related to a particular election, primary election. Has that election occurred?
It is not.
Thank you. Colleagues, any discussion of this matter? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will do my best to walk through it. Ms. Lopez, at the last meeting, the question that was posed by several commissioners and myself is how we calculate the value of this for future distribution. If this is a research book by fact, it's going to stay, the information in it is already solid, unlike a polling which changes and will change based upon the nature of what's happening in the political world. It's a document that then has value that continues beyond just this individual election, but can be built upon. And so when are the possibility of this being provided to a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth, or whatever we want, how do we intend to equate this for the future committees and candidates that are provided this information, if they are provided?
Council, I'm a little worried you might have frozen. Are you still hearing us?
My apologies, Commissioner. My internet went out for just a moment there. I appreciate the question. I think I caught it all. So your question was, just to make sure I answer exactly what you wanted, the value of a research book continues on. So how do we figure out future recipients based on the fact that research continues to have value?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much for confirming. So I would say a couple things. So first, I think as a practitioner, I would disagree slightly with the premise in that polling can certainly continues to have value. I have clients all the time who look back to past polling that is still instructive on an issue, how Americans felt, looking at polling and comparing it to how we saw the election play out. I think that polling certainly continues to have value. Of course, it gets outdated, but that's not to say that we don't build off past polling and it still continues to be quite instructive. I think research also can outdate itself almost as quickly as polling. It just is very fact specific and depends upon the nature of the research. And research books can cover a variety of topics. And I think it's just as likely that a research book is useless 120 days later as it is a poll is not as relevant. I don't think it's quite easy to draw such a categorical line. And I'm sure in many contexts, your premise is correct. But I think as a practitioner, I've certainly seen the flip side of that coin. The other thing I would say is that 106.1A doesn't speak to how you divide a research book, right? It's not directly on point. I think all the drafts and the commissioners, hopefully, I think would agree on that point. So instead, we look to the value that is reasonably expected to be derived. Here, we're coming to the commission and saying, here are the facts we have, right? It's this election cycle. We're going to buy the book and then give it to two candidates. And I think it's quite reasonable under those circumstances, as draft B indicates, to divide by the number of recipients. In terms of down the line, I don't want to categorically impose a value that I think I'm going to say is the only reasonable way to do that. But I do think that if a research book, again, just like a poll, which is proprietary and that it is sensitive, the whole point of research or a poll is not to share it with the world. if you continue to give it to more and more recipients, that value is going to go down. So I hope that helps a little bit.
But it doesn't answer my question. If this book has been given to the fourth candidate, how would you advise them to report this? Is it now zero? Because we've already decided the cost was $30,000 when we split it up amongst three. So is the value, even if it's diminishing based on what the premise that you've said, that it no longer has the same value, it has a diminishing return, how do you anticipate if you give this to the fourth candidate committee that you would advise them to report?
My apologies for not answering directly. So I think that I would look at the exact circumstances, right? I certainly don't think the value is zero. I think, again, the regulations instruct me to look at the reasonable benefit. I would look at the polling regulations, which I think are a pretty good guide. I would look at the amount of time that has passed, the total number of recipients that have gotten it, and consider the facts and circumstances of that situation to come up with a reasonable value.
Thank you.
Colleagues? Commissioner Turner?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Lopez, I read your comments and I found them to be very helpful, so I appreciate that. I do want to talk a little bit about what you referred to as the peripheral comment about the time and space method evaluation and why you didn't believe that it was applicable in this particular circumstance.
Sure. So I want to stress at the outset that we're very supportive of Draft B, and I offer this comment quite frankly, as a practitioner that's very excited to have such an engaged commission on these issues. So it's a nice opportunity to just discuss kind of the general approach here. But again, I think I lean away from categorically saying that in the case, I assume the commission is speaking to self-research, that categorically we have to use the time or space method. Because again, I think the regulation just 106.1A, to be clear, does not address exactly how to divide a research book. So we look to what is reasonable. And I think in referring to the time or space method and categorically saying in the case of self-research, we look to that, the commission is broadly prescribing a standard for a set of facts not currently before it. And I think it is not necessarily applicable. And again, in the context of polling, which I keep going back to in part because I think Draft B does a I very much agree with the analysis that leans on polling. The commission has recognized that it can both be permissible to divide by recipients or to divide by the number of questions, which is somewhat analogous, I believe, to time or space, that depending on the circumstances, either could be reasonable. So I would, as a practitioner, I would err against a broad statement that applies to all self-research in this opinion.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, further questions? I just want to be crystal clear on something, counsel. My understanding of this request is that it is limited to three committees.
That's correct.
Had a lot of, just to finish the point, and then I will ask you if we share the same understanding. But the, there's been a lot of questions about what happens fourth, fifth, I think I suggested 19th at our last meeting, committees. But do you share my understanding that this is limited to these facts and to precisely the three committees?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, first, apologies for interrupting you.
Oh, no worries.
Not great at Zoom hearing still after all this time. But yes, I very much share that understanding. And I think that was the thrust of my response to Commissioner Broussard, that those facts are just not here. And I think it is, you'd have to look at that at the time and the circumstances at issue. And here we're just talking about three committees.
Appreciate that. Further discussion? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just following up on the chairman's point, if we were to take out the paragraph that talks about time and space, it just wouldn't be there because it's not applicable to this particular request. That doesn't mean that we would be rejecting that as a way of analyzing situation where there were direct references to candidates in the book. And I want us to be, if we were to adopt that approach, I want you to be really clear about what we are and aren't saying. This isn't a rule making. Your comment raised some concerns with me because you were saying, oh, other people are going to be confused in other circumstances. If other people are in other circumstances, they need to file their own AO request and see what the commission thinks about those other circumstances. Your AO request only addresses the specific facts that are presented to us here. So I think that's I think there is some sympathy on the commission for the notion of taking out something that doesn't really need to be in this opinion because it doesn't apply to this opinion, but that doesn't mean we're rejecting that as a way of analyzing a different request where it might be relevant. I just want you to be very clear about that and keep that in your head as you're advising other clients that they can rely on this AO should we issue one, to the extent that they are on all fours with the facts here. And if they're not, they need to ask another question.
Alex, any further discussion? Are there any motions? Mr. Weintraub?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to raise one other small point. I thought there was one sentence that could have been written more artfully. On page 5, lines 13 to 14, the sentence, given the similarities between polling results and the research book, the commission has decided to use the polling allocation regulations as a model here. And I'm addressing draft B, of course. And I would suggest that we revise that sentence to read, given the similarities between polling results and the research book, the polling allocation regulations may serve as a model here. So that one. Out there. At the appropriate time, I would like that to be incorporated in any motion that proposes adopting draft.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Oh, I thought of one other point that I wanted to make. The again, in draft B, the point is made that what we need is for the allocation to reasonably reflect the benefit derived. So a three-way split may or may not actually reflect that. If, for example, and I think this is the case, and maybe you can clarify this for me, counsel, if the BSCC is holding the copyright and the other two committees are not, then the BSCC should probably pay a larger portion of the cost because they've got more value. They have something of greater value than the other two committees. So it's kind of a subtle point that is on page 5 of the draft. Computer's a little bit slow here. That the commission, if we were to adopt this, the commission concludes that the amount paid by the SEC $30,000 may be allocated equally to each of the three committees receiving the research book for a value of $10,000 per committee, if that allocation reasonably reflects the benefit derived. If it doesn't, because as I said, the one factor that seems to be true is that the SEC seems to have something more value because they hold the copyright, then that allocation would have to be adjusted.
I appreciate that point, Commissioner. It's very helpful.
Colleagues, are there any motions? Mr. Weintraub?
I'll give it a try, Mr. Chairman. As was discussed, the paragraph on page 4, lines 8 to 13, appears to be not actually necessary in order to answer this question. So as I said earlier, we can take that paragraph out. That doesn't mean that in a subsequent case where that was relevant, that would not be, that the time space allocation would not come into play. However, my sense is that maybe it would, maybe, I'm not sure, would garner 4 votes if I were to move the approval of draft B with the edit that I had described earlier and deleting that one paragraph on page 4. Draft B being agenda document 22-18-B. And I think that's all the edits that we had discussed.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Yes, that reflects our discussions, and I appreciate the motion. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes with 4 in favor, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Traynor, the Vice Chair, and myself, and 2 opposed, Commissioner Cooksey and Commissioner Broussard. Thank you very much, Council. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you.
Next matter on our agenda is draft advisory opinion request 2022-03, Democracy Engine LLC. There have been 1 revised draft as circulated since our last discussion, and I'm happy to welcome Council, Ms. Laham.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any questions for Council or for the Office of General Counsel? Is there any discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2022-03, Democracy Engine, I move approval of agenda document 22-20-B1, which is revised draft B.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Is there any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails with 3 in favor, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself, and 3 opposed, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard. Are there further motions? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion 20-22-03, I move approval of agenda document 22-20-A1, revised draft A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
No. The motion fails with 3 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard, and 3 opposed, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself. I believe there's a need for further motions, but anyone would like to make one? Thank you very much to my colleagues. Thank you, Council. And Commissioner Broussard.
The opportunity, there seems to be some consensus as it relates to this draft. I might need OGC to guide me in the right way, but it's be the appropriate time to make a request for OGC to prepare a consensus draft for the issue on which there are 4 votes in agreement, and then stating that the commission was unable to agree by 4 votes for the remaining issues.
Let me direct that question to Council.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The deadline on this one is June 28th. So it is, we still have a little bit of time in order to do that, if commissioners would like us to do that.
Yes.
Would you like to formalize that in a vote, Commissioner?
Yes. I hereby move that the commission requested OGC prepare a consensus draft on the issues on which there are 4 votes in agreement, and stating that the commission was unable to agree by 4 votes on the remaining issues.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you very much, Council. You may be hearing more from us, and thank you, colleagues. The next matter on our agenda apologize to all. I had an outdated agenda in front of me. Next matter is draft advisory opinion 2022-08, the National Republican Congressional Committee. We are joined by Council. Ms. Zair, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Colleagues, any questions for Council or for our Office of General Counsel in this matter? Any discussion? Oh, Mr. Weintraub, please.
Just one comment. Obviously, the draft is addressed to the NRCC because they were the requesters, but it would apply to the rationale in there would apply to any other candidates who are participating in that election.
I agree with that statement of law. Colleagues, any further discussion? Are there any motions? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On draft advisory opinion 2022-08, requested by the National Republican Congressional Committee, I move approval of agenda document 22-25-A.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion's carried unanimously. Congratulations, Council.
Thank you.
I'll feel badly that we didn't take more advantage of your presence here. All right, that exhausts our agenda for this morning. Mr. Staff Director, or is supernumerary? Are there any management or administrative matters requiring the commission's attention?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Stand by.